The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance, take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty
birds sing. On Tosh.0. That's right. It's your favorite Hollywood celebrities, my brother and me. You may know us from Comedy Central hit Tosh.0, where we were. Would you say featured?
I would say we cameoed. I got a
I would
call.
Say spotlighted at least.
I got a call on my mobile from my boy Tosh.
Yeah. This didn't happen.
That's what I call him. My boy Tosh called up. He was like, hey, listen, I was just in the editing bay. Somebody was wearing one of your shirts on one of my funny segments on my funny internet show. And I just wanted to get your permission to put it on the air. And I said, Tosh.
Is that cool?
Tosh, you and I go way back. I'll allow it. So,
yep.
Tosh, if you're listening, I hope I didn't just cramp your style.
No. Now, we actually do owe a big thanks to Gregory Posey, who had the forethought to, before he ate a disgusting 100% cacao bar, to put on his My Brother and Me t-shirts. So he is leading in terms of My Brother and Me fandom, I think it's fair to say. He is, you should follow him on Twitter. He is Mr. Dr. Muffin, which is also a very good name.
First stop, Tosh.0. Next stop, Law and Order.
What we're saying
I'd like to get on Tosh.1.
If you're going to commit like a terrible crime that is going to result in notoriety, just put on strap on a Bim Bam t-shirt underneath that your Kevlar vest. No, don't actually wear the Kevlar vest because you'll distract from the branding. But if you're gonna
there's
do something
nothing
big,
I want to see more than a guy charging like and like screaming about something and law enforcement tries to bring him down. Like the bullets like ripped through his My Brother Me t-shirt but hit Kevlar and he's like, "Raw, you can't bring me down." And it gives the false impression that our shirts are bulletproof. My Brother Me
when asked the suspect replied, "I guess it's time to pack my bags and move away."
To jail.
Back to you, Jim.
Don't actually do any of the things we just
don't
said.
Do any of the things we said as but that's a pretty common rule here on My Brother Me. It's an advice show. For the modern era, we don't suggest you do anything we tell you to. Even if our advice is good, occasionally we have to legally sort of cover ourselves that way. I feel like we've danced around this enough. I think it's time to get a spoon and really dig into the advice portion of the show. So let's hear from at Sholi17. She's on the Twitter service. She says, "Hi, guys." Hi, Sholi. I'm a 22-year-old gal, and I need a clever original costume to wear to my friend's Halloween party. Any suggestions?
If I had one, I would probably use it myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it out. I'm so terrible at coming up with Halloween costumes.
The best thing is always, I think, to do like a group of people doing
Yeah,
something.
Then you got solidarity. What about a sexy dragon? I don't know why sexy dragon, but sexy things are pretty popular with girls, and like everybody likes a dragon, right?
Sexy werewolf.
But see, that's the thing. She needs it to be clever and original. I think the dragon portion of that is okay. What about a frumpy dragon? What about like a confident, unattractive dragon?
how about a sexy frumpy person?
Yeah, your hair is disheveled, but in a sexy way, and you're wearing like a stupid plaid dress, but it's kind of like too short. I was like, whoa, you're frumpy, but also very dragon.
I don't think we can help you on this, because I think that your Halloween costume is a true sign of creativity, and creativity comes from inside. For instance, my favorite Halloween costume is one that Travis told me about. It was at a party, I believe, in Oklahoma, where someone came to the Halloween party wearing just a pair of jeans. And when asked what he was, he said premature ejaculation because he just came in his pants. That is the best Halloween costume ever, because it's a joke, it's clever, and you know, it transforms you. It's transformative.
The best thing we can do, Shirley, is tell you what to avoid. And here's the costume I can't stand. The production costume where you get there and it was like, oh my God, what an elaborate costume. And within minutes, you are sweating and you just like...
Chunks of
it are falling off because you like shitty paper macheed it to your body. Like, and you look just... But half hour in, you just look like a nightmare. And all the sexy dragons and sexy frumpy people are scooping up all the dudes.
I think what you should do is you should like go as a group, find a group of people, and do sexy Supreme Court justices.
Ooh.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Sotomayor. What?
She plays softball, you know. I think, what do you guys think is going to be like the hot one this year? Like
two
years ago, it was the Joker. Everyone was the Joker, right? Yeah. Last year, it was Balloon Boy, right?
What?
I missed that. Everybody was Balloon Boy.
I missed that trend. I got to get Balloon Boy. I think...
I was creeped out by Sexy Balloon Boy, though.
The best costume is the one that would have been culturally relevant 3 years ago. Here, let me hit you with one. Judge Lance Ito. No, stay with me.
What major cultural events happened this year that are going to be Halloweenified? I think we're smart enough to figure this out. I think this isn't just shooting the shit anymore. This could be a practical business venture.
Who can keep track of what is happening? Like, you will wear a Jersey Shore costume. That's probably what it'll be, right? It'll be Jersey Shore.
Lady Gaga.
But Lady Gaga, how do you do that? Like, she is a costume.
You put some hula hoops around your waist.
Yeah, get a meat
hula hoops made out of meat and human hair.
Might I suggest going as three sexy podcast hosting brothers?
Whoa, do my bim bam, but like just use two mannequin heads. That's what I want.
That's basically the setup we have going on right
that
now.
That is basically, yeah. I am a puppet. I am Travis's puppet, and Griffin is my puppet that I am. It's very confusing. I am currently in a situation I do not know how to handle. Well, you've come to the right place. I am falling for a married woman. Oh, sorry. Yes, the sinner is me, and I've embraced that already, but all signs point to her having feelings for me, too. She's mentioned how her marriage has been on the rocks several times because of him. What should I do? That's lag from Gmail.
That's a simple question. Don't do an effing thing.
Not a thing. Here's a good way to deal with this situation. You got to get out of it. You got to run far, run fast, because I guarantee you, that is the worst way to begin a relationship. Like, the number one worst way. And lag, I don't know how to tell you this, but Dr. Phil says that if she will cheat on him to be with you, she will cheat on you to be with the cute pizza guy. That's just science.
I have a test, and I call it the "How did you meet mommy" test, which is one day if you have kids, they'll look up at you and say, "How did you meet mommy?" And if your answer is, "Well, she was married to this other guy, and I totally made them divorce,"
it's time for you to learn about time for you to learn about adultery.
Yeah,
here
mommy wanted a taste of, you know how when you eat Fruit Loops every morning, some mornings you wake up and you want some Captain Crunch. Daddy was Captain Crunch for mommy.
And I crunchetized her.
I crunchetized her
so hard.
She put my my figurative crunch berries in her mouth, and she bit down.
And then it turned into Oops All Berries.
Yeah, and then you were born. 9 months later, you were born. It was a
9 months later.
It was a miracle, really. A miracle. That's why we named you Rasp.
What? Stupid. So what you need to do is
stupid
nothing.
Thing I said.
What? Yeah, like, don't do it. Don't do it. That fucking sucks, man.
It sucks, Lag.
That sucks, dude. That's a sucky thing to
it's
do. That's
sucky,
the worst
right?
thing you can do.
Something
like, no matter
rationalize.
How... The world is trying to whittle me down, but I'm still a pretty romantic guy. But I don't think there's any like situation where I'd be like, "Oh man, I'm so crazy for that person. I'm gonna break up their marriage."
Yeah,
that's goes against God's law.
Yeah,
goes against state law, depending on what state you live in. I'm sure there are some states where adultery is illegal, right? Like Utah?
Ah, see, I knew you were going to go there. So you want him to be a brother husband.
Oh, no, brother husband. Lag, you're better than that. You're not a brother husband. Lag, let me give you a two. Here's the thing. A lot of people won't tell you about jerking off. Jerking off is good, and it's healthy. It's natural. It's beautiful. It's human, right? So, of course. But it also can, for the span of 15 to 20 minutes afterwards, give you superpowers. What do you mean, Justin? Yes. Well, first off, you can be supernaturally caring to your special someone. For 15 to 20 minutes, all you care about is them. You can be free of your sexual urges. It can also help you to weather the storms of temptation. Here's what you do, Lag. You jerk it, pick up a phone, tell her you're done. That's it. That nice. Tell her it can't happen, because, Lag, that is the only time you will have the strength to do it. Because if you can't do it then you are not in lust. You have genuine feelings for her. What you need to do is try to do that, and then you can tell it's not your wiener making the decisions for you.
You need to master your bation.
What?
And overcome it.
What? Yes.
Yeah. Did Michael Jackson die? Did Michael Jackson die this year, or was that last year?
Last year.
Son of a bitch! I'm still thinking of Halloween costumes, and I thought that dead Michael Jackson might be one. But
Ditto, you got a Yahoo answer for us?
I sure do. This one was sent in to us by Bug42. I wanted to actually save it for later in the show, but it's like a beautiful present that, and I know it's inside of it already, and I want to share it with the world. So it's not like a present at all. But it was sent in by Bug42. Thank you, Bug42. It's a question by Kevin K. O. Arsenalista. That's his moniker on the internet. He asks, can your baby get pregnant if you have sex while pregnant? Like the baby is a girl and you have sex and the sperm goos to her while in the womb.
There are some
I'm imagining like a Russian doll situation. Like, the answer is obviously yes.
Like when you cut up a shark, Russian doll, there's a baby in the shark, and then there's a shark just baby inside.
Person inside of person inside of person inside of person, ad infinitum.
That's when it gets tricky. Yeah. It's the fifth baby in there that gets a problem. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you get your significant other pregnant, and then you get that baby pregnant, and then you get that baby pregnant, then you get that baby pregnant, but then you're getting down to that tiny little baby in the middle.
You go to your wife and you say, messy. Why does my baby's baby look nothing like me? And she's like, hold on. I have to get a chart out, because I cannot honestly answer you. There are too many layers of abstraction here. Can we also address, like, his concept is, of course, delightful. Can we address his use of goose as a verb?
What? I think he misspelled goes, but I mean, I guess it works either way.
Yeah, it does, right? Like, in this specific case, it just goos into the baby.
Well, when it gets tricky is, yeah, if it's a girl baby, she gets pregnant. But if mm-hmm. it's a guy baby, once you break that chain,
yeah. you can't make any more humans. what you should do is try and time out all the pregnancies so that the due dates fall within like the same time, so that you could get like a chain of births, like a charm bracelet thing going on.
Nice.
What?
Like a charm bracelet of human beings.
I don't think that babies can get pregnant, to answer your question.
No, you have to be at least seven. That's when, I think that's when you become fertile.
This is from Terry. Terry asks, I have an okay job at the moment, but a job I have wanted for a long time has come up, and in order to apply for this new job, I may need to get myself in some serious trouble at my current job. Do you think it's worth risking? Terry, do you mean that, like, you're going to have to get into some shenanigans? Or, are like, in order to get fired, you've got to get into such monkey shines that you can get removed from this current job? Like, what's the...
I've got a really good...
But the only way to get in is to break into my current job.
Right.
I've got this great goof. You guys want to hear my goof?
Yeah, let me hear the goof.
Here's what you do. While you're at work... While you're working, you're at your desk, right, and you're doing whatever it is that you do, okay? You stand up, okay? and you go in your boss's office and you say, I don't want to work here anymore.
Wait a minute. I think what he said, he doesn't have a guarantee. So, like, I think
it's a sheet.
Then why does he want to get in trouble at his job if he doesn't have a guarantee?
Terry, how bad are you at secrets that your job one needs to find out that you're applying for job two? Like, are you just so terrified that you're going
to... Hey, boss, I need to leave early today. I'm dying.
I mean, my grandfather is applying for it. Damn it!
I got hit by a baby.
Okay,
and I got shit.
I've reread the question now, and I think what's going on is that the company he wants to work at is a competitor to the company he's currently working at. So they want him to like steal company secrets.
Oh shit! Oh. Espionage.
I think there's some corporate espionage going on.
We don't want none of that shit. 24 episodes to get an espionage question, and just to tell you that we're having none of it. We'll allow babies to get pregnant by other babies' intercourse before we allow espionage to be discussed on this program.
If there's one thing that really drives me up the wall, it's spies.
Spies?
Spies.
We had a question about marital espionage earlier. Does that count? Is that?
No. Yes.
A technicality?
Yeah, that totally works.
Yeah, subterfuge I'm okay with. It's corporate espionage. Haven't corporations been through enough? Look at the economy. Haven't these poor businesses been through enough that you're going to subject them to espionage, Terry? A2, Terry, after all the paychecks they've given you? After that nice cake that Carla from accounting got you for your birthday? Gross, Terry. Gross.
RoboCop, I know there hasn't been a RoboCop movie in a long, long time, but I think the RoboCops do have a comeback. Where you just show up dressed as RoboCop and people be like, oh shit, I've never seen anybody in a RoboCop outfit.
Formspring asks, dear my Bim Bam, what do you think is the best way to ease relationship insecurities? I'm in a long-term relationship and give it my all, but I feel like I'm not good enough for my successful boyfriend and I don't want to bother him with my petty issues. Ooh, this is an
issue. So you're dealing with your own insecurities, not his.
Right. She is insecure in the relationship because she thinks the boyfriend is too good for her. You can't let that kind of thing seep into your head. You gotta overcome that because that is sort of a self-defeating thing. And I guess that's what you're trying to do, and you're turning to us for it.
Let me give you some an upside here. And while it might not seem like it, I think you're in a win-win situation where I think a good way to get over it is to express these insecurities with your boyfriend and say, I want to talk about these. I know these are issues. And if he doesn't want to listen, hey, your insecurities are totally justified. And then you get to deal with that.
You realize, like, halfway through your answer that it wasn't an answer, really. Right?
Is that what happened? I realized, like, oh, this isn't as positive as I thought it was.
How about just, you know, find something on the side. Just get a little side dude
get
going.
Some
get a little side dude action. Because he will give you all of the attention and all of the, positive reinforcement that you need.
You need a side dude.
And it's not cheating. It's not cheating if you do it for those reasons.
If Mr. Success, mm-hmm. you want to knock him down a few pegs. That's how you do it. That'll be your secret. That's your success that you keep from him.
Did we just discover the reason why people cheat on their significant others?
It's got to be one of them. The other one is if the person is immensely physically attractive.
Just super, super attractive.
Just so hot.
So hot.
Oh, so hot.
Just drink it in.
God, yes. I don't care about my insecurities anymore. You are bringing me such pleasure because of your physical attractiveness and your sexual prowess that this is worth it.
I hate to keep interrupting, but Paul Blart Mall Cop, did that come out this year or was that last year?
I believe Paul Blart was...
I'm not kidding. I think Paul Blart Mall Cop would be a pretty... I might actually...
How about Paul Blart RoboCop?
Whoa!
Did you not watch the movie, Travis?
Around the halfway point.
Nope. During the ascending action of that movie is he gets cut in half by one of those gates that they use to lock down stores, so they have to give him robot legs. So it was a segue. His bottom half became a segue, and his top half was Kevin Smith.
And
it was It was so fucking funny.
It was a rough surgery, and they had to get a torso donation from Kevin Smith. And
is that not who that
so
was?
Kevin James is dead. He was killed. Kevin Smith's top hat. So like the segues underneath his long coat.
And, yes.
Paul Blart Mall Rat. Thank you.
Monster. You're an aminal. What? It seems like with all of the people I know in a relationship, the guy is usually 4 to 10 years older than their GF. And any girls I meet who are relatively close to my age seem to be interested in older guys. 22, not particularly interested in dating 18-year-olds. One of the youngest within my group of college friends by a few years. Wait, really? Okay. And most people think I'm 18 or 19. Who are these dummies you're going to college with? My question is, should I keep trying to meet girls my age, knowing they probably won't want to talk with me, or jump on the bandwagon and be that guy who's always hitting on 18-year-old girls?
Nate, that's great.
First of all, stop hanging out with old Mr. Jenkins, yeah, really. the groundskeeper.
But he's clearly laid out the only two options he has. No, all joking aside, like, be lonely, because everyone else, all of your peers, are grooving on the 28 to 34-year-olds, or you know, be with an 18-year-old. Because what was great is when you were 18 years old, you couldn't date an 18-year-old because they were all dating 22-year-olds. It's a circle of life.
It's a wheel of boning.
I could try to be really uppity right now, but man, I pretty much only dated freshmen in college. So that's my advice. It's awesome. Do it.
You know, Nate, you have got to get over the age thing. I swear to God, I'm 59 years old, and by the time you get to be my age, you will never think about how old somebody is. Like, okay, yeah. You're 22, you're hitting on an 18-year-old. Gross, yucky, whatever. You're 70, and you're married to a 66-year-old. Like, really? That's nothing. It's
how about this?
Infinitesimal.
You're 3.5, and you're hitting on sperm.
Whoa.
The
worst is it's a pregnant sperm, so you got the stigma too from your parents.
Oh, no.
You're dead and she's 88, yeah. And you're still dating.
Yeah.
Why don't you? I'm gonna date someone your own age.
I guess is that not that.
It's not.
What kind of strict rules does your campus have?
I'm so uncool now. Apparently, I do not know the things that are going on.
I think when you're fresh out of college. When you're fresh out of college or you're nearing the end of college, you don't want to date people in college anymore. You want to date people who have already, you know, made it. Because that's who you want to be. You date the kind of person that you want to be. And that's who most of these people
are. I would only want to date people in college so I could drink in their naivete like a sweet elixir. Oh, God, they're so optimistic about the future and what it holds. They're so happy not being in high school anymore. Glug, 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 glug. That's me drinking in their positivity. Yum. Yum, it's delicious. It tastes like sunshine, like liquid sunshine.
How about a Yahoo Answers question?
Yes.
Do it.
Need it.
This one was sent in by Cal. The question is, oh man, it's so great. I didn't read his name before. It's from A1 Magician. A1 Magician asks, appropriate to his name, in performing street magic, what is the best way to open a conversation and starting a performance? I really want to do some street magic to some bystanders. He wants to do magic to people.
I'm glad he's established already that magic is, in fact, something you do to people.
I want to do some street magic to some bystanders, customers in a restaurant, and etc., but I could not seem to find the right words to open or engage in a conversation leading to me performing magic. Here's a few helpful suggestions from your friends at My Brother and Me. Hey, do you guys want to see some magic?
Okay, that's...
Hey, who here likes magic?
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one. Are you stupid enough to be taken in by simple illusions? Hey, you look gullible. Check this shit out.
Hey, let me see your iPhone for a second.
Can I borrow a quarter?
Hey, I've been on...
I need to get on a bus.
I've been on my own for too long. Here's what comes of that.
I don't think there is a good way to open a conversation for street magic. The thing is, that's why street magic is so intriguing, right? Because theater magic, people have paid to come to see you. They are doing viewership to your magic. as opposed to the opposite.
You're doing your magic to them. I am personally terrified of the idea that I could just be walking around in my day to day and someone could just magic me, like, out of nowhere with no permission.
Hey, excuse me, can I stop you for a moment? I want to do some magic.
No, I would prefer you not. I am going to the mall.
No, just let me just give me a moment to do some magic to you. You're gonna love it.
When I'm walking down the busy, bustling streets of Chicago, there are two things that I'm on vigilant watch for. And by vigilant watch, I mean I keep them in my periphery, but I don't, like, look directly at them because I don't want to engage them. And it is the homeless. And, of course, street magicians, or people who I assume to be street magicians. If there was a homeless person that came up to do street magic to me, I would explode. I would not know.
What if one bum rushed you and said, hey, I bet you thought I was going to do some street magic. Well, you may already be psychic. Maybe I should watch you do a trick, and then street magic, just like that.
Travis, you did some street magic, right? You were I remember you were into street magic, and you had conversations about getting into street magic. Did I make that up?
I dabbled in prestidigitation. Yeah.
What is it? What if you didn't start it? Maybe you had them ask you to do magic. So let me hit you with this. You stumble out of a theater and you have, like, a magician's costume on, but the elbows are kind of ratty and you're crying and just fall down the streets and sob. And when someone asks you what's wrong, they say my magic wasn't good enough. They said no one would want to see my old stupid tricks. And then you get them to be like, I'm sure that's not true. And you'd be like, oh, fuck, it's on. Let's get some magic. Open your mouth. I'm putting wonder in it.
Maybe not that so much.
Open your mouth. I'm going to put some wonder in you.
Oh, God.
I
did just come up with a really great street magic routine where you are the bum who's, like, asking for money, but everything you ask for is part of the trick. We're like, can I borrow a quarter? And, like, I don't have a quarter. And, like, oh, then what's that behind your ear?
I think you're developing street magician routines now. If there's ever been a sure sign that it's time to move on, I think this is it. This is from Chris via Gmail. He says, I can't seem to get my wife's attention. We both work. That's what I hear when someone uses an exclamation point. We both work fast-paced jobs, long hours and long commutes. We're either going full speed or pass out from exhaustion. We tend to buzz right by each other on most days. My question is, how can I get her to slow down and start hanging out more? I'd like to do something special, so I figured I'd solicit some expert advice from you guys. As a side note, Molly, my wife, is a loyal listener, so she could be listening right now, assuming you get to my question. Maybe a plea directly to her would do the trick. The MBMB AM wedding proposal was a home run. Can you spare a little magic for us, Chris? Chris, I feel like we should.
Let me do some magic to you, Chris.
Say, hey, Molly, can I do some magic to you? And she'll be so intrigued, I think, that you've got her for at least 30 minutes.
What day is it today? It's Monday, right? That's the day that the shows go up.
Yeah, it's game day.
I think that you guys need to arrange a date night on this coming Thursday, 8 p.m. You'll go out, you'll get a bite to eat at your favorite dining spot, and then at 10 p.m., go see a film. Go see The Social Network. And sit in the back and neck. Just neck the whole time. Yeah, don't even watch the movie.
Real
just
noisy.
Neck.
Well, then go see a bad movie then. It's supposed to be terrible. Go see Paul Blart Mall Cop. They're shown at the Dollar Theater. You know, this is tough because I'm married to a doctor, so she's kind of busy.
Always bragging.
Always
bragging about that.
I think you should. I don't see that she's not going to resent you asking her to slow down and spend some time with you. Like, do you know who does that? Babies. like literal babies. And especially pregnant babies. God, you want to hear a complainer. Can't speak, but you know she's bitching at you. God, pregnant babies. The thing to do, my suggestion at least, maybe get a little more comfortable with you time. Oh, Chris time, eh? Don't mind if I do. Let me open up a can of Chris time, where I drink the beverages I want to drink and watch what I want to watch on TV.
But that's
I think set up a bear trap.
See, bear traps are cruel and unusual, but some sort of snare, that's not going to hurt.
You know what I've always wanted? One where you bend the tree over way far, and then you leave it on the ground.
But that will kill. That will kill her. Which
No, it won't. It'll just grab her up by her foot. And
I was okay. Not one of the ones that flings her across the yard.
Right. That's the one that I was thinking. Neighbor's yard. How about a tiger pit? A tiger pit might be hard to pull off in your house.
Don't put the spikes in.
Don't put the spikes in there, though. This is a family-friendly tiger pit.
That is a rookie mistake.
But if you have a rug, a large conspicuous rug in your house, just put a tiger pit down there.
Maybe you could clear like 30 minutes in your own schedule to think about the fact that your wife makes time for us, but not you.
Enjoy that.
That could be something you could do in your spare time.
Maybe she like listens to us on a commute. But this idea is worth looking into. If she does listen to us on a commute, maybe you should do your own podcast. But the podcast isn't you giving advice to people who desperately need it as much as it is you just talking about your wife, talking about how much you love your wife, all the things that you do in the day that your wife doesn't know about, but you know should know about. And we can call it Molly Talk.
Molly Talk.
If you Molly need some talk. Tips.
Poor Chris.
Chris Riffs?
Ludacris? I've got nothing.
Saddest podcast ever?
kind of a bummer. Hey, Hun, how's your day?
I like Hey, Hun, how's your
day? Hey, Hun.
Can we change the name of our podcast to Hey, Hun,
how's your day? I am a girl living with a guy who I have been friends with for a while. My other friends and I have always had a sneaking suspicion that he might be gay. And I think if he came out, he would be much happier. Is there an easy way to have this talk? Thanks, Mom.
Are you sure?
Are you sure he's gay?
You're 100% sure. That's so important.
Is it possible you just really want him to be gay?
Hey, yeah. Do you just want a gay friend? I get it, but...
I think it would be easier for us to advise if we knew some more about the dude. Because there is a lot of things that can be perceived to be gay traits that
aren't.
Simply aren't. No. Maybe he enjoys Top Chef. Maybe. But Justin, I like you Top enjoy Chef. Top Chef.
Does he wear men's fashion scarves?
Oh, scarves. That could go either way.
I see. Maybe, I wear scarves.
Hell, maybe he goes either way. It's hard to say. and that would be a whole different discussion. I think if he wanted to talk about it, like, I think he would probably discuss it with you. He would probably be more comfortable living with you if all the cards were on the table, which you can take one of two ways. Either A, he doesn't want to talk about it, or B, he's not gay. I really don't know how you don't know this already. Like, how? Because if you don't know he's gay at this point, you've been living with him, then he is not, at least not out of the closet gay. Like, wouldn't you think?
I think coming out of the closet is such a big deal because this is, you can't approach it like this. I think it's such a big deal because nobody can do it but you.
And let me throw something out.
Like, nobody can be like, hey, it's cool, it's time to come on out.
Come on out here, we have candy. I'm going to throw out, it's none of your business.
I'm going to put it a little bit nicer.
Oh,
okay. A little bit nicer.
Fair enough.
Since you're a listener to our...
Mind your own goddamn business.
Mind your own.
You selfish bitch.
Why is it so important to you? I think is another way of looking at it. You like your relationship with him, right? You don't want to put any undue stress on it, right? Just let it go. Maybe he's secret gay. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's that mystery that keeps your relationship going. Who knows? Maybe he's been acting gay so he can secret look at you in the shower and you never suspect it.
Oh.
Whoa, blew your mind.
Just let him be.
Just let him be him. Like a beautiful, beautiful butterfly that may or may not be gay.
Also, come on to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Surefire.
Show him your boobs and then say, hey, let's see that boner. I want to see him. I want to see him.
Boner
see
check.
Boner test.
Quick.
Ooh.
Quick.
Whoa. You failed.
Whoa,
you failed, gay. You don't want this, gay? You don't want this body? This banging... You must be gay if you don't like this. Me, I have. Why don't you go fuck a guy? You don't want this body. Gay.
Hey, gay.
No thing that you can do in this situation that is not going to be terrible.
Hey.
Just sit on your hands. Go to bed.
either you want these jugs or you want dudes. The dudes on your face.
Make up your mind.
You gonna kiss a man on the face or you gonna kiss these jugs right on him? Say jugs as much as possible, because if he doesn't,
there's nothing sexier than that.
Nothing sexier than that.
I would suggest calling his mom.
Hey, do you know your son's gay? And then judge from her reaction. No. All right. In all seriousness, don't stir up this.
Don't
be high.
Don't do anything. He'll come out when he's ready.
Find some ways to say, like, there. Right now, you know, there's a lot of issues that pertain to the gay and lesbian community right now in the news. Maybe find some way to express your support of the homosexual lifestyle so he feels comfortable talking to you about it. But otherwise, don't force it, because it's not going
to
be good
if you really want him to be comfortable talking about it, and if he is to come out to you, then you need to drop it. You need to not worry about it. If he is out of the closet, he will tell you when he's ready. And if he's not, it is not your place to convince him to come out of the closet.
You are gay too, and you want him to be gay so you can be in love together. And if so, I would submit you do not understand how these things work. maybe it does not work like you would think it did when you were 4 years old. Trust me on this. I want to hear Griffin's final question, but first a few quick housekeeping things. Our website is My Brother, My Brother Me. It's mbmbam.com. You can find out how to ask us questions on there. We love all of your questions. What we also love is when people on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at mbmbam. We also love to see people asking questions or saying quotes and using the MBMBAM hashtag, just putting the quotes out there. Try to get people interested in the show. We have t-shirts available. We are going to try to get some new gear out, some new merch soon.
Yeah, now is the time to start sounding off on whether or not you guys want more shirts. If you didn't get any, well, I guess there are still some available. So, but if we did do more shirts, what would you like to see? We've gotten a bunch of people requesting some more of Russo's artwork, which is all exceptional, and I would love to put on my body every day of the week. And that's the end game, really, for this podcast, is to create at least 7 different shirts featuring Justin Russo's artwork. But just let us know.
You might have seen on Tosh.0.
Which you may have seen on Tosh.0. Just let us know on the Twitter what you guys would like to see, or in the Facebook group, which we have also.
Thanks to obviously to Mr. Dr. Muffin. Thanks to people getting the word out. Ellimem, I think Ellimem, says he is going to get an MBMBAM tattoo. So if that happens,
don't do that.
No, do
please,
that.
Please, 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 do please do don't do
what?
That.
Definitely do that.
Do that.
I promise.
That's a 2 out of 3 vote. 2 to 1.
We are gonna get bored. We are gonna get bored with doing this in 3 weeks, and it'll never happen again. And people will be like, what's that random string of letters on your forearm mean? And why is it so big? Why is it so big?
Now let me counterpoint with this. Get it, pussy.
Thanks to Grifty176. He wore his MBMBAM t-shirt to the Spam Museum, which is magical. And thank you to everybody who follows us and tells other people to listen, and get a friend to listen this week. Make them a CD.
That's your homework.
That's your homework. Get one friend to listen. And
the same with the past couple weeks. If you have an MBMBAM listening party, let us know and we'll record an intro for your first meeting so you can welcome everyone. So just let us know what it's going to be, your email, that kind of thing.
Your first meeting gets a message, your 10th meeting gets a message, your 20th meeting, and so on.
Until your
100th meeting, you get a special podcast, full length.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I
you
think
do.
We can promise that.
Yeah,
we can promise that. If you throw 100 parties.
That'll be like 30 years in the future.
Sure. Yeah, like 150 years in the future.
But mad shout-outs to John Nugent and Jeff Mondlock.
Still the only official MBMBAM fan clubs. We might have another one at the Pierhead in Galway, Ireland.
Galway Island. Can you believe that? That's like a world away.
I refuse to believe it.
That's so crazy to me.
But thanks to James Scott for spreading the word there. And so that's the show. Subscribe on iTunes, reviews on iTunes.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And you can follow us on Twitter. It's just our names, Justin, Travis, Griffin, McElroy. So Griffin, hit me.
This one was sent in by Cal. it's a question that is by Yahoo Answers user Ravenface, who needs to know, absolutely has to know, can a man knock out a gorilla using only hand-to-hand combat?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
You will never know me.